After some time, the Lord Protector came into the room. He was the prince's uncle, and he was a very important man. As they walked, the Lord Protector talked to Tom.
"Sir," he said, "I know you are ill at the moment. You must be worried about the great banquet tonight."
"Yes, that is true," said Tom. "I am very worried."
"I will help you. I will tell you what a prince must do. When you eat, let the servants do everything," continued the Lord Protector. "Servants will put water in your cup, and they will cut your food into small pieces. If you want nuts later, just ask a servant to bring you some. A prince doesn't put nuts in his pocket."
"No, of course not," replied Tom.
"And the bowl of water at the end of the meal," said the Lord Protector.
"Yes, that didn't taste very nice," said Tom.
"That is to wash your fingers in. It isn't a drink, sir," the Lord Protector went on.
"Oh, yes, I remember now," said Tom.
"And one other thing," continued the Lord Protector. "A prince does not say please or thank you."
"Why not?" asked Tom. "Everybody should always say please and thank you."
"Ordinary people should always say please and thank you," replied the Lord Protector. "But you are a prince." They arrived at the prince's room. "I will leave you now, sir," said the Lord Protector. "Please rest this afternoon. Then you will be ready for the great banquet tonight." Tom lay on the big, soft bed, but he did not sleep. He was too nervous about the great banquet. He walked around the room, and he found lots of books. Tom usually loved reading, but he was too nervous to read. Lots of people were coming to the great banquet. They would watch him, and they would know he was not a prince. A few hours later, a servant knocked on his door.
"The great banquet is soon, sir," said the servant.
Tom knew what to do. He stood and did nothing. The servant got his clothes and he helped Tom to get dressed. After some time, Tom was ready to go to the great banquet. He was wearing a long, heavy blue and gold coat. It had hundreds of jewels on it. Tom felt very nervous, but he looked like a real prince. Tom was taken to the great banquet on a boat. It was the biggest and loveliest boat on the river. 50 smaller boats followed Tom's boat. Some of them were very small, and some of them were very big. They were all very colourful and had big royal flags. They looked wonderful. Soldiers played trumpets loudly, and there were lights in the sky. Tom sat on a big, comfortable chair. He watched and listened to everything. It was so beautiful, and it made him very happy. He smiled and smiled. The prince's sisters sat with him. They did not even look out of the window. It was boring for them. They soon arrived at the great banquet. There was more music, and there were more flags. Hundreds of people were waiting at the side of the river. They all wanted to see the prince. The pauper Tom Canty from Offal Court walked off the boat.
"Here is Prince Edward!"
the people shouted. The great banquet was in a very grand hall. It was as big as the palace, and it was beautiful. There were hundreds of tables. Each table had lots of colourful flowers on it. More soldiers played their trumpets when Tom walked in. Everybody was watching Tom very carefully. They wanted to know if he really was mad. Tom sat at a very big table at the front of the room. There was food everywhere. Tom remembered to let a servant put water in his cup and cut his food into small pieces. Servants brought plate after plate after plate. Tom never said please or thank you. He ate lots, and the food was very good. He even tried some salad. Tom got everything right, and everybody stopped worrying. They did not think he was mad. After dinner, there were dances for the prince to watch. Tom liked the dancing. It made him feel happy, and he laughed a lot. When everybody saw the prince laughing, they laughed too. It was a perfect evening. But then, the big doors opened, and a servant ran in.
"I have got terrible news," he said. "The king is dead."